views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. I'm thrilled that you're here and truly honored that you are going to spend the next hour or so with myself and my guest as we continue the conversation about how to shift and change your understanding of money so that you can now begin to create wealth through more joy and ease. And the way that I talk about that is by helping to bring money back to its roots, which is really in divine energy, in source energy, and to help you bring your own understanding of yourself back into your own source and divine energy. And that as we marry those two together, the relationship with money becomes something really new and different. And as we are in these really uncertain times when there's a lot of fear and worry and feels like a lot of scarcity maybe around in ways that we've never experienced before, I think that having that structure to come back to is really helpful. It helps to work out that fear and that worry. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't want to talk about the fear and that we don't want to talk about the worry and the anxiety. We've got to meet ourselves where we are. And I think that I have the perfect guest today to have this conversation. Carolyn and I joked because when I reached out to her, which is what, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, I thought I was inviting you to talk about, you know, really lean on your bookkeeping skills, the part of you that really knows how to work with the physical aspect of money and how to intertwine that with the spiritual. But when we had our conversation about what we wanted to talk about, the world really had exploded and businesses had exploded and there was a lot of angst going on. And so what better time than two people who know a lot about money, who talk to money, we'll let that secret out of the bag, have a conversation about working through the fear and uncertainty and how we can maybe shift our money mindset to our advantage during this time. So with that, I want to give a little bit more information about Carolyn before we start, and then we're going to dive right in. So after working with more than 100 bookkeeping clients, Carolyn was inspired to empower people to find joy in their relationship with money. Her approach is practical and holistic with no judgment, helping clients find abundance and transform the way they think about and interact with money. Carolyn is an author and a speaker and the founder of the Money Empowerment Project. She's passionate about helping women business owners and solopreneurs become BFFs with their money. I just love that phrase. her international best-selling book, The Land of Plenty, A Solopreneur's Guide to Finding Joy, Possibility, and Abundance Through Money Empowerment, has been featured on the Spirited Woman's Top 12 Book Pick list for 2020. And Carolyn loves the sunshine, and her happy place is anywhere near the water. You can often find her with her toes in the pool or in the sand, and she believes she was a mermaid in her past life.
Yes.
And I think we can draw on that magic, right? That's something to be really helpful. So welcome. I'm really glad that we get to have this conversation today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Right? Yeah.
It's an honor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Such an important conversation we're about ready to have.
Yeah, I know. I've got some goosebumps, actually. So really curious about what's going to come up, because, you know, we could throw around words like it's an unprecedented time. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of worry. So why don't we start with what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what you're experiencing now, and then we can kind of talk about where to go from there.
Yeah. So, you know, as a bookkeeper, I really feel like I've been on the front line of all of the fear and anxiety around money for the past month or so. You know, I've watched clients who were in probably some of the best financial positions go from having their best year ever, or even their best couple of months ever, go to zero in sales in a matter of 10 days. And it's been heart-wrenching. I've been on a roller coaster along with my clients. But then on the other side, I see some clients who really are thriving in an environment like this because of the services that they offer, which has been very interesting to see the two comparatively. And really, I think the most important thing is just to acknowledge that everybody is in the same boat right now. There's so much uncertainty, and that uncertainty, even when you're doing well, brings up a lot of anxiety and fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. When we don't know something, like we were talking right before the show, you know, giving you the information about the segments, and I like, I like to know. I want to know what I'm stepping into. And right now there's nothing to lean back on to say, oh, okay, well, we can expect X and then Y is going to happen. And you know, and then by Z, you know, things are really going to be back. And, you know, because I don't think things are going to go back to normal. Right?
Yeah.
Or how they were before. Do you?
Right. No, I think that we are at a moment where we get to decide what our new reality is going to look like, because I definitely don't think we're going back to what we believed was our normal before this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, it's not that things were terrible, you know, but I do think there are a lot of things, especially in the money realm, that really could use some readjusting.
Absolutely. And I think it's our beliefs about money and what money really is. You know, over the past probably 2 weeks or so, I've really tried to focus on getting back, as you talked about, to the root of what money is. And I've reached out, I've really looked at some of my key relationships and the people that I support that also support me, and really looking at, you know, are these equal exchanges? There's a lot of talk about, you know, don't ever trade your services or whatever, but really money is just kind of this underlying energy that helps us trade those services. And now that money has kind of, I don't know, turned into something that's so different, I've really tried to focus on getting back to, I have a service that I need to provide and people want, and I have services that I need in order to support myself spiritually, financially, business-wise, you know, household-wise. And is there an equal exchange that makes sense, that can be symbolically traded with that money? Because I think getting back to the soul of what money truly is what's going to help us create the reality that we all want to see as we move forward. So let me give you an example. I have a coach, for lack of a better word, that I've worked with for quite some time, for probably 3 years. And she has always wanted to work with me on her money mindset, but it's just never come together. As we were talking last year, she's like, I think, you know, 2020 is going to be my year to do it. I'm like, great, let's talk as, you know, things start to unfold. Well, it became really apparent the past couple of weeks that she really wanted and needed my services right now. And I still really need a business coach. And I think in most people's minds, like, oh my gosh, business coaching off the table. I can't afford that. Right. How many times do you hear people say, I can't afford that right now?
Yeah.
But what we've done is we've decided that her services are the same value as my services. And so we're going to exchange $3,333.
Nice.
And we're actually giving each other that money, but we're essentially exchanging that money. And what that does is it's just created $3,333 of income for me and $3,333 of income for her that wasn't there before.
Right, right. And it's expansive for both of you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Love
and it. On top of that, not only do we generate that income, we get those services that we both need. And so if you take that example and apply it to everything you're doing, then all of a sudden there's this huge possibility around money now that I think so many people are not recognizing because you're so wrapped up into the fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You've got your hands up like this, which again, we each completely understand, right? We have each had our own meltdowns. We have each had our own heartbreaking moments talking with other people. And what if there's possibility here?
Yeah. Right?
And it goes from, you know, if I'm a kinesthetic person. So as you told that story, it really literally could feel the expansiveness of the situation. And when you bring expansiveness into other places, the possibilities are really going to start to grow.
Yes.
Right.
Definitely.
And it really does get back to the root of money. When I first started this work and started talking to money, I asked about the purpose of money. And I saw these really beautiful ribbons, like just sort of playfully back and forth and all around. And really what money was showing me was, hey, this what we're here to do is to help souls exchange their services. That's it. And, you know, if I'm a hat maker and you're somebody who raises chickens, what's the value of hats to chickens? Well, all right, well, let's put money in the middle. But if we can take money out of the middle for a while, possibilities are also very present.
Right. And I also feel like sometimes we're so focused on just spending or making money. But if you look at your own little micro communities, so it doesn't just have to be two people exchanging services, there could be maybe five people. And so I pay one person to cut my hair, that person pays a concert venue for concert tickets, that concert venue pays for advertising, and that advertising company then pays me to do their books. So
right.
it goes around in this circle, and every time it exchanges hands, it expands.
Beautifully said.
And generates.
Yeah, exactly. Generates. That's a really important word, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. So we're going to pause here for a moment. And what I'd like us to talk when we get into the next segment is a little bit about how we get in our own way with that, with the generating. So we'll pause here as we take a quick break for right now. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with myself, Jennifer Bloom, and Carolyn Battino. We'll be back soon.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
So we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Carolyn Bettino. So Carolyn, before we dive back into the conversation, can you let people know how to get in touch with you, how to find your information?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the best way is to go to my website, which is moneyempowermentproject.com. On that website, I have a couple of things that might be of interest as we talk about this conversation. Yes. The first is that I have a Money Mojo quiz. I won't go into that right now, but that's there as a resource. And then the second option is that I have a free chapter to my book that is on that website. And especially right now, it's actually kind of the manifesto of the Land of Plenty. And right now, more than ever, I feel like that information is so critical because it's all of the spiritual aspects around money. And so that is on my website as well.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I'm really going to encourage people. I'm about 3/4 of the way through your Land of Plenty book. And it is full of so much helpful information. And I love your storytelling style. So I'm really going to encourage people to take a look at that. So, okay, so before we took a break, we were talking about this idea of exchanging services. We were talking about expansion and generation. And I kind of want to take a step to the side for a moment and ask this question of you. I think that one of the things, you know, we've got all these wonderful new possibilities, right? And I also see that people's fear and worry and anxiety is kind of triggering their own internal money stories, right? Money comes with a really heavy set of emotions. I mean, we can have a lot of shame or embarrassment of how we handle money or how we should have been prepared. You know, I've heard from people like, oh, I knew better than this. I should have done this. I should have had this much in savings and I don't. And so then it ends up sort of in that beating up place, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious what you're thinking about people's money stories and how they're getting triggered in this time that has a lot of its own fear and worry.
Yeah. Oh man, that's such a good question. So I actually start everything that I do with people's money stories. So my book starts with my own money story and it explains why it's so important. And as if you have not explored your money story, it's probably the number one most important thing you can do, especially right now. I was actually interviewed for another podcast when all of this was happening. And it was kind of before it all went down, and it was a very joyful conversation about how to find joy in your relationship with money. And afterwards, I hesitated to post it for about a week because it seemed so, I don't know, just surface, because everything had changed in a week. But really what it came down to was that now more than ever, your money story matters, because you're going to start seeing things and reacting to things because of that money story. And it's like an onion that has all these layers, and you think you understand it, and then something else comes up.
So true.
And so my money story was that I had to work really hard in order to earn money or to have money. And I see myself falling back into that pattern right now. Because it, you know, there's so many people that are like, wow, I don't think I can apply for the government loans because that's a handout and I should never take a handout. Or I should never think about putting my mortgage into forbearance because that's irresponsible. But the thing is that the world has completely changed. And what was perceived as irresponsible or shameful or whatever that emotion was that was tied to it, isn't necessarily true. And my question is that even your story? Is that even your emotion? Are you taking on other people's emotions? Your parents, your grandparents? You know, there's so many things out there that are influencing how we believe in money and cultural beliefs. And right now, especially, there's a lot of talk about how this compares to the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting because I've had a few people ask questions about, oh, should I go get cash out of the bank? And it's kind of an interesting thing to think about, because back in the, you know, 1920s, there was no digital banking.
Exactly. Right. Cash was king, right?
Yeah. And physical cash meant right. You had money.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Now it's all kind of in the air.
Right.
It's a very unreal concept, but we think of it as a real concept.
Right. So you look at your bank account and, you know, think about it in terms of stacks of dollars, right? Yep. We're so far removed from the gold standard that we don't even think about it as gold anymore, right? It's this paper money, which still isn't even really anything that's real, right? It's a symbol. Right. It's a symbol that we've all agreed upon.
Right. Yeah. If you went to the bank and said, give me my dollar bills that equate to what's in my bank account, and if every single person on this earth went to the bank and said that, like, there is not physically enough paper right. dollar bills to supply that ask. Mm-hmm. And so really our money is as much energy in our digital banking world as it is in how we exchange it as well.
So
and if we start to really think about that, it all of a sudden is like, oh yeah, maybe it's not as heavy as we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how do you help people? I mean, I have my own answer to this question. I'm really curious about yours. But how do you help people, or what's the one thing you would say to somebody about giving themselves permission to let go of some of their money story, right? Because, you know, I can see my family has always been very precise with money, and we do the right thing in my family, right? But the big story about my granddad, even though he and my grandmother were renting a home, they redid all the windows in the house, and they did it the right way. They stripped it. They you know, they didn't just paint over everything. They stripped the old paint, and then they did the new application. And, you know, so that same rules apply to money in my family. You do things the right way. You have the right kinds of savings accounts. You have the right kinds of insurance. I've had to do a lot of looking at that, owning my own business and just some of the ups and downs that I have had, to say, yeah, I can let some of that go so that I can move into what works for me, what works in mm-hmm. this family. So what would you say about being able to give that permission of doing things the way that work now, as opposed to these rules that we've all been living by?
Yeah, I think the key is first acknowledging what those are and how they're showing up in your life. Because if you can recognize how something is interplaying in your life and recognize that it's not working, and then take a step back and question why you even have that belief in the first place, then I think that questioning is what gives you the freedom to decide whether or not you should keep it or leave it. And there's no judgment, because honestly, like, some people have that, have those stories that still work for them. Maybe in your life, you still think, yes, there is a right way to do money, and the right way for me is this. Whereas another person might not have that same belief, and that's okay. That's, we're all different people. And that's what's so interesting, being where I sit with people and their money, is that I have this amazing privilege of seeing how somebody interacts with money and how they treat money and how much they perceive they have, and actually see what's in their bank accounts and on their credit cards.
Sure.
I mean, I have this amazing vantage point to see all of this. And I can tell you from this vantage point that we're all very different. I mean, somebody who has this mass feeling of abundance might only make, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 a year, whereas somebody who has millions in the bank could feel like they're not abundant.
Yeah.
And those feelings come from our money stories and from our interaction with money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, if there is one thing that I wish I had a magic wand about, or to use for, is the sense of guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. Those energies are so low. You look at, you know, David Hawkins did a scale of a variety of different levels of being states, and shame is at the bottom. And in fact, he says, when you're in that place of shame, you really need somebody to help you out of it, because you cannot see past it. And that's the one place where I wish that we could really remove that, the taboo, and the shame around this resource that we all use, right? I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm sure there's somebody out in a hut on an island somewhere that isn't using money, but we all use it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that shame piece is big. I mean, it's because whether or not you have a lot of money or you don't have a lot of money, there is always guilt and shame around money. So I have clients that, like I said, have millions. And their shame and guilt might come from actually having the money.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody who doesn't have money feels guilty because they should have done different, you know, something different as far as their savings accounts go, or they should have chosen a different profession, or whatever their shame and guilt is. But those two emotions are still the same. And I feel like what's happening right now is kind of leveling the playing field for some people, because all the rules are out the window.
Yeah.
So what else is possible here?
Right. Oh, I'm just writing it down, because we're going to need to go to break here in a second, but I love that phrase of leveling the playing field. And let's talk about that in the next segment. Okay. Cause I think that's, you know, how do we do that? How do we, for somebody who's either looking at it from, you know, I don't quite have enough, to somebody who has what looks like more than enough, but still has those same emotions. Okay. All right. So let's take a quick break. You are listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance here on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back in just a moment.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello and welcome back. We're talking on Soul Wisdom Abundance, Creating Wealth Through Spiritual Health. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host, and our guest, Carolyn Patino. So we are talking about a lot of different aspects about how things are changing in the money world based on this pandemic and all of the ripples that have happened because of it. And before we came into break, we were talking about leveling the playing field and the opportunities that are present because of the situation that we're in. So I'm curious what you have to share about more about this idea of leveling the playing field and how we can each step into that and step into the possibilities in a new way.
Yeah, so I think that as we are looking at how we want to build our new reality, I think that we all have a responsibility to first and foremost treat each other with respect. I think there's been so many times in our society where money has made the decision over people. And, you know, our healthcare industry is crashing right now because of that. You know, and I don't want to get into the politics and, you know, all of that,
I've got some soapboxes I could step up on.
Oh, me too. But.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, there's been so many decisions that have been made in our lives and around us, and maybe that we've made ourselves that have been from a place of, I need, instead of the greater good. And, you know, part of what I talk about in the end of my book is really stepping up to this, the idea of we can all consciously change the way we interact with money. And what's so interesting to me is I published my book at the end of last year in 2019, having no idea what was about ready to happen. And as I've revisited what I said in that book, it is so true. It's just been amplified even greater than I could have ever imagined, because I feel like there are so many opportunities for us to hire somebody for the services that we need in a very respectful way, instead of approaching it like, oh, I'm gonna mark up my prices as much as I possibly can in order to, doesn't matter who I screw over, or whatever the situation is. Like that type of energy around money, I feel like it's kind of going out the window right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the word that pops up as you say all of that is greed, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
There's been a tremendous amount of greed everywhere on the planet. I mean, if you look at the history of man, right? Mankind, their greed has certainly played a role in a lot of different ways. And I think that this really is an amazing opportunity. And one of the reasons why I think it is so important to bring out this message about the spiritual side of money isn't to again, shame people into for wanting things, because we're here. We live on a physical planet. We have physical things. You know, we like to take trips and vacations, and we like to have comfort around us. And that's all good, right? To be in a place of abundance and prosperity is okay. That's a beautiful thing. But the problem is that when you reach for those things and you don't understand that money is limitless, then there's the fear of, oh, wait a minute, I see that person over there who's getting this huge piece of the pie. I better raise my prices. I better, you know, gouge, whatever, so that I can get what I want. And it really comes from that place of fear, right? If you get yours before I get mine, then, yeah. Right? And that is so not true.
That idea that there's not enough. I mean, right. That's really where that greed comes from, is that fear of not enough.
Right.
And that's kind of, well, not kind of, it isn't true. I mean, the truth is there is plenty that, I mean, granted, my book is called The Land of Plenty.
Right.
But there is plenty. Money truly is infinite, because it does regenerate, like we were talking about earlier. And if you come at it at a place of knowing that is the truth about money, then all of a sudden the greed kind of dissipates. Because if you look at what's happening in our healthcare system and what's been going on for a very long time, you know, the insurance companies, the drug companies, the, you know, how it all works, it's coming from this place of, we've got to charge a ton because there's not enough people paying into our system in order to make it work, which isn't true.
Right.
It's just not true at all. And now that this is happening, you can see all of the faults and it's just crumbling to pieces. And so I think it's an amazing example of that idea of plenty. And I actually just wrote a blog post about this idea of plenty and toilet paper.
Yeah. Please share. We've got to talk about the toilet paper.
Yes. So to me, money is a lot like toilet paper. And we can all relate with that feeling of, oh my gosh, what if there's not enough? What if I can never get more? Because we go to the grocery store and we see those empty shelves with nothing on it. But the truth is that our ability, our society's ability to make more toilet paper has not changed. There's exactly the same amount of toilet paper in this world as there was a month ago. There's not more need for it, i.e. there are no more people going to the bathroom than there was before this happened.
Right.
And what's changed, however, is that people freaked out and it's now sitting in somebody's storage unit somewhere, or in their basement, or on their shelves, rather than on the grocery store shelves. So it's just shifted. And money is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just shifted. Where it sits, there are just as many dollars and just as many opportunities to make money right now as there was a month ago. And I don't want to make light, because I understand there's so many people in a state of panic that are, you know, out of jobs and right, really struggling. I don't want to say that that's not happening, because it absolutely is. But you still have services that people need, whether that means that you're a business owner, or even if you are somebody that is a bartender, or whatever your position is that got eliminated, you still have skills that somebody needs. And what's shifted is just where and how, as a society, we are going to use and need those services. And so it's just, we're taking this pause right now in order to sort it all out. And that's where that possibility and opportunity comes in, is that we now get to decide how we're going to interact with each other and interact with money.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so if we were to speak for a moment to those people, right, who, I mean, I have been one of those people. I have had $10 in my checking account, and it was more than a week and a half to payday and having three children. And it's like, how creative can I get with what's in the pantry? Right. So, you know, that's bottom, right? Yeah. And I know, and I was still fortunate in that I had a home, I had a house, I had a roof over my head, I had plenty of clothing. I'm here in Minneapolis. I was still able to pay for heat, right? But you know, when we're sitting in the middle of what feels like scarcity, What do you say to somebody about that, those first few thoughts about reaching for that understanding of abundance and knowing that, yeah, that there is possibility?
Yeah, I think, you know, that is a really tough question to answer because I've been there too. And it's almost like, I love how you said when you're in that emotion of shame and guilt, you need somebody to bring you out. And I think that it's kind of the same thing with that immense fear. Mm-hmm. So first off, I go back to your money story. And I applaud you if you're listening to this. This is a very good step as well. I think a lot of it is working on your mindset and knowing, trusting that there is more out there. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's just acknowledging that there's possibility. Because once you acknowledge that there's possibility, then there's possibility.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you're like, nope, not going to happen.
Right. And be mired in it, right? Like, yes. This is real. These are facts. There's something that Abraham Hicks always talks about. And one of the things that they say is, you know, whatever is in your bank account, whatever is in your present moment is old news. Right? It's based on past thinking. It's based on past mindset. You really can't even look at it without saying, yeah, this is just old. And so if you can get into that habit of looking beyond and saying, well, what do I want to create next? This is here. And what's next? What can be next? What's the possibility? Absolutely. Who can I be? What can I shift this into? Who can I reach out to?
Yes.
Right. And that comes back to the whole kindness. And I think
how can
that,
I be of service?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
That absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
How can I be of service? And what's been interesting to me is this is all unfolded. And I go back to my book again, but I tell the story of getting fired in my book. I was working in corporate America and I got fired for doing what I thought was, you know, giving and giving and giving more than I ever should have. And it felt like the rug had been pulled out from under me. But what changed is that I was able to say, what skills do I have? What should I do? So if you're in that situation where you're feeling like you have nothing, start to take an inventory of what skills do you have? Don't even worry about how you're going to find a job to work those skills. Just take an inventory. Take an inventory of what you like to do. And I promise taking those steps is going to make a huge difference, not only in your mindset, but in the ability to take action on that. Because as this has all happened, it's felt amazingly familiar to me. Because it's like, oh yeah, that rug's been pulled out from underneath me again. But guess what? I'm still able to say, huh, interesting. What can I do? How can I be of service? What skills do I have that people need? Those are really great expansive questions. And once you start playing with those questions and playing in that energy, again, what's possible there?
Absolutely. And that reinvention, right? It's right when you're in the expansiveness of it, that's when you have access to all kinds of things that you never would have thought of before.
Absolutely.
Well, Carolyn, I'm really, really delighted that you were here today. I really appreciate everything that you've shared. I'm going to, again, encourage people to look for your Land of Plenty book, to visit your Money Empowerment Project site for more information. And thank you for everything today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. All right. So we're going to wrap up here with Carolyn and take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to walk you through an exercise to help do a little bit of this mindset shifting. So we'll be back soon.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am your host, Jennifer Bloom, and I want to build on a couple of the topics that Carolyn and I were talking about and spend a little bit of this last part of the podcast talking about the energetics behind a couple of the topics we were speaking about. So let's start here. When it seems like there isn't enough money, right? So here we are, we're in this unprecedented time. There's a lot of fear, there's a lot of worry. I personally know a lot of people who have been furloughed or laid off, or even if you are still in your job, wondering how things are going to shift and change, right? So if you're in a place of feeling like there's not enough, one of the first things that we tend to do, one of the first questions that we tend to ask is, how can I have more, right? So it's almost that it's almost an instinctual kind of a thing. Like, there isn't enough in the bank account. How do I make more? And it's a reasonable question, right? We all need to have food on our tables and clothing and all of that. And the issue is that when you start to look at the energetics of what you're asking about, when you're in a place of not enough and saying, how can I make more? You are really in the energy of lack, right? You are, if you were to feel the vibration of those, of how you're feeling, right? And how we feel is how we interact with the universe. It's how we tell the universe what we want more of. So if you're in a place of not enough, asking for more, what you're impressing out into the formless form of the divine is lack. And so what you get back is more experiences that are going to give you more of the same, more of the lack. So what we want to do here is, instead of beating ourselves up for creating more lack or not having enough, is we really want to start asking a different question. And this question comes out of the understanding, right, that we are all part of divinity. We are all part of source energy, and we all have access to the unlimited resources of the divine. And, you know, Carolyn was speaking a lot about money recirculating, right? So it's a similar principle. There's money, and it goes out into the world and it comes back. But the thing is it isn't just that money is circulating. The divine has the ability to infuse as much money into that circulation pattern as needed. There isn't this one limited amount that keeps going out and coming back. We want to keep circulating the money, and it goes around the globe. And we can know that we as divine beings have access to whatever it is that we need. So if that's true, we can also know that if we don't have enough, or we're not feeling like we have enough, all that means is that there's a kink somewhere in our flow. right? So if you even think about it as, you know, if you have a bathroom sink, and we have multiple bathroom sinks in my house that tend to back up a lot. I don't know what it is about the plumbing in this house, but we always have we're continually having to use Drano. Anyway, I digress. So if you have a sink, right, that's backed up, you don't just keep adding more water, right? That would be the, I just need more, I just need more, I just need more. What do you really want to do? You want to take the clog or the kink out of your plumbing, right? Same thing with money. If there's not enough coming in, there's that kink in your flow. So you need a different question. So the question that I would suggest is, what expansion is my soul ready for so that I can more easily come into alignment with this unlimited money flow, right? So when Carolyn and I were talking about your money story, those can be kinks, the stories that we carry, whether the stories are beliefs, you know, I have to work really hard, which is what Carolyn kept talking about, the family history on my side, which is to do things the right way and always be very mindful of how you're doing things, right? Those are examples of what some of the kinks might be in your flow. Now, this is very personalized, right? You might have had a family who taught you how to work really hard, and that's not something that impacts your flow. Or again, you might be somebody who enjoys having all of these different accounts and doing things in a very very routine way, right? And it doesn't bother your flow. The kinks in money flow are very personal. So you want to be able to ask that question of the divine, of your soul, and you can do it in whatever way that feels right to you. If you are somebody who knows your soul languages, that's a really good way to connect in with your soul and ask that question. Or you can simply ask the divine, what am I ready for? What am I ready to release? Or what am I ready to align with? What am I ready to step into that's new that can take out that kink? And if you'll notice, as you're asking that kind of a question, you are in a much more expansive place. You're in a place of possibility. Carolyn and I talked a lot about that, right? Throughout this, the earlier conversation of what else is possible? What's more? What could be here? So where can I expand to allow that flow to come through? And so when you're in that expansive place, now you're in a position of growth. You're in a position of development. You're in a place of being able to receive in a brand new way. Let me give you a couple of quick examples. So I had a client who had worked quite hard through her early career, and she had a degree in one area, but as she gained experience, she gained experiences in lots of new areas, and she wanted to take these new skills out into the community in a new way. But she was feeling really blocked because she was feeling really blocked about it. She'd put out some proposals and it just really hadn't heard anything back from people. And what we discovered once we started working together was she was really worried that she didn't have the right credentials. She was worried that because she hadn't gotten the right letters after her name, that people were not going to take her seriously. Now, in some industries, you need specific credentials, but she was working on training, and in the areas that she was looking at, it wasn't always necessary to have a specific certification. It was when it was her own belief about her lack of credentials that was kinking her flow. As soon as she allowed herself to trust that she had the experience that she needed, and she released that fear of not having the credentials, the next time she put out a proposal, it was accepted. Okay, so it's really about taking a look at how am I, for the side for a moment, it's getting back into the energetics of it. where am I holding that place of lack? Where am I holding a place of fear? Where am I holding a place of worry in relationship to money? Okay. And as you start asking a new question, as you start stepping into that place of expansiveness and possibility, you are going to find that you are much more easily connected into a brand new flow of money. Okay. This is something that can take a little bit of looking at. So just be gentle with yourself as you move through this process. And if it is something that you would like some help with, please reach out. This is the work that I do, and I would be honored to help you find those kinks and straighten them out to bring a new flow. All right, everybody. So we are going to wrap up our conversation here. Thank you so much for being present and tuning in to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm here every the first and the third Fridays of each month, and I look forward to talking with you next month. So until then, everybody, prosperous blessings.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.